Good afternoon. Our phrasal verb journey starts at the Paarl Wildflower Reserve today. And the three phrasal verbs that I will explain today are stay up, act out, and reach out to. Let's talk about stay up. Stay up has two different meanings. The first meaning is to remain in place. And the second meaning is to stay awake until late at night. Sample sentence one, illustrating meaning one, to remain in place. Her lovely thigh-high silk stockings simply would not stay up. They kept sliding down her thighs and gathering at her knees in a ruffle. Now, this sample sentence is obviously for the ladies, and they will know what I'm talking about. The answer to keeping those stockings in place, to making sure that they stay up, that they remain in place, is of course a garter belt, a piece of feminine underwear consisting of a belt around the woman's waist, and then two straps hanging down on either side, and you fasten those straps to the stockings, and then the stockings stay up, they remain in place. Sample sentence two. The art exhibition will stay up until the end of the month. So the meaning of that sentence is that the art exhibition will stay in place. It will remain in place until the end of the month. It won't be taken down until then. The second meaning of stay up is to stay awake until late at night. Here is a sample sentence. On the 31st of December, we stayed up past midnight to celebrate the coming of the new year with our family. The meaning of that sentence is that we stayed up till after 12 o'clock so that we could all be together when the new year started. And now for the phrasal verb act out. We will look at four different meanings. The first meaning is to perform a play or a story. The second meaning is to express your thoughts or your emotions through words or behavior. The third meaning is to imitate what happened in a situation in the past. For instance, by imitating the words or by giving the words that the people said or by imitating the behavior that they displayed in that situation. And meaning four is a psychological term which means to behave badly or in a socially unacceptable way. I'm going to tell you more about act out on the rock up there. So come along with me. I'm going to make myself comfortable next to those aloes up there and tell you more about this phrasal verb. So if you could be here in person with me, this is the view that you would have. And this is where you would sit with me. Let's look at the first meaning of act out, to perform a play or a story. Sample sentence. The teacher asked the children to act out one of Aesop's fables. Now, Aesop was a Greek storyteller who is believed to have lived 2,500 years ago. He told many stories, and many of those many stories had a moral at the end, had a life lesson at the end. So if you were to act out such a fable, you would take the story and turn it into direct speech and show the behavior and the actions of the characters. For example, one famous Aesop's fable is the story of the lion and the mouse. The lion caught was about to eat the mouse. He had his big paw on top of the mouse. And then the mouse said to him, "Please, if you save my life, one day I might be able to return the favor." And of course the lion laughed at the mouse. What could this insignificant little mouse do for him? But he let him go nevertheless. Later, the mouse came across the lion caught in a trap and he freed him. Now, if you were to act this out, you would show the actions of the lion, the big paws on top of the mouse, the tiny mouse looking up, and you would reenact the words of the lion and the mouse. The second meaning of act out is to express your emotions or your thoughts through words or behavior. Sample sentence. In play therapy, children act out their feelings by playing with toys or games, or by drawing, painting, or playing with clay. Play therapy is a branch of psychological therapy which encourages children to act out, to express their hidden feelings and thoughts through play. For instance, a child might be very angry at someone, but might be unable to express that anger. Then you give the child a doll, and in play, the child might very well shout at the doll, expressing that anger, acting out that anger. The third meaning of act out is to show something that had happened in the past by doing it again, by repeating the actions or the words. For example, the comedian acted out the greedy behavior of people at a buffet lunch. I'm sure you've all seen that, plates piled with too much food, more food than anyone could eat, but just because it's there, they have to have it. So when the comedian acts out this scenario, he imitates the behavior of the people. He shows exactly what they did and how they ate and how much they ate. The fourth meaning of act out is to behave badly or in a socially unacceptable way. Sample sentence. When a well-mannered teenager starts acting out, you should look for underlying causes. Acting out is a psychological term. It is often characterized by temper tantrums, fighting, or stealing. And teenagers use this to reduce their stress. They build up negative emotions, and then they relieve the inner emotional turmoil or tension by acting out, by behaving badly. Children also act out, and so do adults. The third and final phrasal verb is reach out to. Reach out to has three different meanings, and they're quite easy to remember. The first meaning is to ask for help. The second meaning is to offer help. Yes, it seems a bit contradictory, but reach out to does have those two different, almost contradictory meanings. And the third meaning is to communicate, to try to communicate with someone. Meaning one, to ask for help. The Firefighters Association reached out to the community during the terrible fires that threatened the town. They asked for bottled water and for snacks, and the community donated very generously. So in this case, to reach out to means to ask for help, and they received the help. The second meaning of reach out to is to offer help. Sample sentence. Mother Teresa reached out to the poor of Calcutta and eventually to poor people across the world. Mother Teresa was a Catholic nun who received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979 for the amazing work she had done amongst poor people. She started her charitable work in 1948 in Calcutta. She established clinics, she established hospices for dying people, and eventually her charities had a presence in 133 countries. So they reached out to people across the world. They offered to help people, and they helped them across the world. Another sample sentence that illustrates this meaning is the following. People who reach out to other people generally lead more fulfilling lives. Scientists have found that volunteers who offer to help, who reach out to other people, are generally happier and they have higher self-esteem. One more sample sentence. When the boy's parents died, a benefactor reached out to him and offered to pay his school fees. A benefactor is someone who helps someone else. And there are many stories right through history across the world of people who changed the lives of other people by being altruistic. Being altruistic means you don't think of yourself first. And altruism is an incredibly powerful force for change in the world. The third meaning of to reach out to means to try to communicate. Sample sentence. The rector of the university reached out to previously disadvantaged communities in order to understand what their experience of the academic environment was. So in this case, the rector wanted to hear what these communities had to say. He wanted to know what their experiences were, so he reached out to them. He tried to communicate with them, to talk to them, and to hear their side of the story. That's all I have for you today. To summarize, don't stay up too late, don't act out, and reach out to people around you. Make a difference.